Time for our monthly catch-up now with British Blind Sport. We're going to be looking ahead to the IPSA Games in Birmingham and the new activation zone there and the Have a Go Days as well. We've got Ian Isham and Vicky Cook with us. Ian, we'll come to yourself first of all. Much excitement about the World Games coming to Birmingham. It's going to be a massive event, British Blind Sport, you know, a major part in bringing the games to the UK as well. But we're going to be chatting specifically about the activation zone, so tell us more.
The activation zone is really it's an opportunity for us to showcase the sports that are going to be taking part and some of the other opportunities that are out there to the people that are attending. So really it's a case of letting people come and have a go, try out some different sports, put themselves in the shoes of the athletes that are there to watch.
Kind of part of See Sport differently, really, encouraging blind and partially sighted people to get involved in different activities. When we talk about sport, they probably think, oh, that's a bit elite for me, but I suppose it's kind of leisure activities, that kind of thing as well. What can they expect to try there?
A range of sports. We've got goalball, football, and rugby as well, which, although not part of the games, is as you kind of just briefly mentioned, the part of that See Sport Differently project. There'll be opportunities for kind of young and old to take part, and really just give things a go.
If people, you know, really take to having a go at some of these, is there help for them to maybe find somewhere local to them where they could perhaps, you know, grow the sport, get more involved?
Yeah, definitely. So British Blind Sport, we're going to have a little stand there where we'll have useful things like on our website with our activity finders. We'll be able to kind of actually there and then be able to show people where their local clubs might be. But each of the sports, the national governing bodies are there running some of these activities. So they'll be able to help point people in the right direction, sign them up and just kind of offer that support for everybody that's taking part. So, yeah, there'll be a whole host of ways people can get involved during that week.
So if people want to come along to the games and they want to take part in the activation zone, have a look around, have a go at some of these sports, when would that be available?
So the activation zone is going to be running in the middle of the University of Birmingham campus, and it's going to be from the 21st to the 25th of August, so the Monday to the Friday. And the activation zone will be live from 11 till 2 each day. So 11 till 2 on that Monday to Friday, 21st to 25th.
And we'll give some contact details a little bit later. Now, if you would like to try some sports and leisure activities as well, the Have a Go Days are, of course, up and running with British Blind Sport. They take place all over the place. And Vicky has news on one that's coming up for us. Where will that be, Vicky?
Yeah, so the one we have coming up is in Coventry, so trying to link in a little bit with the World Games, so a bit of pre-event hype. It's on the 8th of July, and it'll be at King Henry VIII School, so right next to a Coventry train station.
Easy to get to then. What kind of activities will be there?
So multi-sport, goalball and judo at the event, plus a couple of others.
Those will be confirmed a bit closer to the time. We'll get the contact details a bit later as well for that. I suppose the Have a Go Days give people a chance just to try these out. It's a little bit of a taster session as well. Quite a fun day too.
Yeah, definitely. So it's quite nice to meet new people that maybe are in the same environment, same space as you are. Perhaps never have had a go at sports or never thought that sport could be for them. So everyone's kind of in the same boat, which is quite nice in terms of environment wise. You can hear other people's stories and be inspired by them and to know that there's someone just like you out there that's gone and done amazing things as well within sport and other areas of their life.
So it's on the 8th of July. What times does that run from?
So 10 a.m. through to 3 p.m. on the day. So registration at 10, and then we'll get into some sports, a little bit of break at the middle of the day for some lunch and a good chance to kind of have a little bit of a socialise. And then we'll have a little bit of a presentation around 2:30 and wrapping up the day for 3, so everyone can get home and enjoy, hopefully, some more sun at the end of the day.
Yeah, always like a bit of lunch. And it's close to the train station as well. Very good. Now, if people would like more information on the activation zone or perhaps a bit more about the Have a Go Days as well, or really to learn a bit more about British Blind Sport, what's the best way to do that?
So to find out more about any of our events or just about British Blind Sport in general, then you can either visit our website, which is www.britishblindsport.org.uk, or you can give us a call on 01926 424 247.
Fantastic. Do get in touch with the guys, find out more about the activation zone, the Have a Go days, and a whole lot more, which could be in your area as well. We'll catch up again next month, but for the moment then, to Ian and to Vicky, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you.